Former Commissioner Batts described growing up in tough neighborhoods in Southern California, watching crack cocaine mm-hmm. race through neighborhoods, drive-by shootings, innocent children being killed when he was a police officer in Long Beach, mm-hmm. California. And then he said this.
Well, the community said, do something. The African-American community in Los Angeles said, do something. Our kids are dying. And because there wasn't a lot of theories out there, a lot of theories haven't been proven, academia had not caught up to give us the ways to address this, we did what we knew how to do. We arrested people. I reflected back on learning when I became the chief of police of Long Beach, California in about 2002. And in our first 2 years, 2003, 2004, we knocked them dead. Crime rates dropped off the table. And I was sitting there and I was looking at the numbers and I started looking at the people who we were arresting. They were people who looked like me. And we were arresting by the droves. We were basically obliterating communities because we were putting young people in jail. And so I started making a change and I started looking at other research and how to change and how to impact communities. And we stopped mass arrests and crime continued to drop. We became more focused in our approach and how we did it and crime continued to drop. And we focused on the violent repeat offenders and crime rates continued to drop.
So he's talking about the early 2000s, so 2002, 2003, 2004. And when he started talking, it sounded a lot like what we hear about policing in Baltimore in those years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So we know that zero tolerance was something that was prevalent in the 90s and the early 2000s, but the statistics back up what you say. For us, if you look at 1999 or 2001 and 2002 versus 2011, you'll see that in those earlier years you had a lot more arrests but also a lot more violent crime. In 2011, you had a lot fewer arrests but also a lot fewer incidents of violent crime. So we know that the violent repeat offender thing works. We know that mass arrest does not work, at least for Baltimore. It worked for New York. It does not work for Baltimore. It doesn't work for other places. So that's something that we know that we have to keep pushing. We have to keep evolving from that. We have to keep evolving as law enforcement, figuring out different ways. We have to tackle the other issues as well. We can't ignore the other issues that lead to some of that stuff. We can't ignore the family issues that come up. We can't ignore any of that. But we know for a fact, it's proven by data, that mass arrest in Baltimore is the wrong way to go.